The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence on your money with Money FM 89.3.
Influence with me, Michelle Martin. Today we speak with a boss who trains kids in the metaverse. Now we know tuition is big business here in Singapore, but John Tan, who is a father of five and the founder of edtech company Duyobi, is more interested in traits that children need to thrive in the real world. So perhaps it's ironic that all the training happens in the metaverse. What exactly are the children picking up? How does Duyobi work? Let's find all that out with John Tan. Duyobi launched in 2020. It's a digital extension of another of John's entrepreneurial startups, Saturday Kids. John says he uses the metaverse to teach children the six C's of the 21st century, among them critical thinking, creativity, and confidence. John Tan, welcome to Influence.
Thanks for having me.
Well, great to hear about your company. Can you give us a sense of why you started Saturday Kids back in 2012?
Yeah, so I started investing in tech startups just before 2012. And I just thought that, you know, that kids can learn programming from a relatively young age. And these skills would become really valuable. So that's how Saturday Kids started, because I was hanging out with these tech entrepreneurs. But along the way, I realized that actually what's far more important than the coding skills are the critical thinking skills, the curiosity, the self-directed learning. It's that mindset and that curiosity that matters more than the technical skills.
So did Duyobi grow out of Saturday Kids? Why not combine both?
Yeah, well, so Saturday Kids is very offline. We run brick and mortar centers. And with Duyobi, we wanted it to be scalable, and we wanted to reach many more kids. So we spun out Duyobi as an ed tech entity, which is completely online.
So how did this idea of equipping children with skills they need in the real world, confidence, collaboration, communication, how did this idea of training them in the metaverse come into the picture for making this happen?
So it actually came out of a conversation I had with one of the founders I had invested in. It's a coding bootcamp for adults. It's called Rocket Academy. So I was asking Kai, who's the founder of Rocket Academy, what's the number one attribute he sees in his best students? And he told me communication skills. And I was like, that's strange, because you are training software engineers, right? Why do they need to be great communicators? And then he explained that great communicators are better able to articulate during the course what is it they don't understand, so they learn faster. Obviously, they do better during the job interviews. And then when they are actually on the job, they are able to collaborate much better with their colleagues, because when you are a software engineer, you don't work alone, right? You work in teams. And then as you progress up the ranks, you will start to manage your own team of software engineers. All of these require communication skills. So then through that one conversation I had with Kai, I kind of realized that I have invested in so many tech founders and tech startups. Why don't I just go to them and ask them, what's the number one skill you hire for? So I started asking the founders of NinjaVan, the founders of Glint, and what I realized is that all of these founders know exactly what they are looking for in prospective hires. The problem is that schools are not preparing kids or young adults with these skills because it's so focused on academics. And it's not anything that we don't know, right? It's been like that since I was a student, right, 30 years ago, and not much has changed. So Duyobi is my vehicle to try to change that.
I think that's just great. But I think what's also interesting is why use this, you know, catchy, nascent idea of the metaverse to train in real world skills. For example, you could do a speech and drama class, right? If you wanted to improve communication. But why use the metaverse?
Yeah, so I think I want to stress that we are not using the metaverse because it's a buzzword and everyone is talking about it. What we realize with the metaverse is that the best way for kids to learn critical thinking or collaborative problem solving is through applying these skills.
Right.
So what the metaverse allows is for us to create opportunities for kids to apply these skills. It's very hard to do it in the real world because that's not scalable, right? Like we will need to have an entire classroom set up and we'll need props and all of that. So the metaverse allows us to do the same thing online, which is far more scalable. And for kids, they feel like they're just playing a game. So I think that's the best way for kids to learn. It's almost learning through play. And there's actually a lot of literature written about the benefits of learning through play. MIT has an entire lab at the MIT Media Lab that is focused on learning through play. So that's really what we're about.
This is interesting. So it's not sort of the play that you associate with gaming, an individual that may be plugged into a network as well. You know, when a lot of gamers play socially, what are the kids playing in the metaverse that allows them to, along the way, pick up the six C's, you say, of the 21st century? That includes creativity and critical thinking and confidence and communication. What are they doing?
Yeah, so we design quests. For example, the first quest we design is a zombie apocalypse. And the very first lesson or first session, the kids, we throw the kids a bunch of news. So the first activity is they have to discern what's real news and what's fake news. And that's such an important part of critical thinking, right?
Yes.
Being able to tell truth from lies. So they survive the zombies, and then the next lesson, they have to move to a new settlement and grow that community. So then they have to debate and go share amongst themselves whether to build a new settlement on the beach, in the forest, or in the mountains. And we give them clues on the pros and cons of each of these options. So again, it's about critical thinking. It's about negotiating. It's about collaborative problem solving. So we just keep throwing them these sort of scenarios and these sort of activities where they have to apply these skills throughout the lesson.
As a father of five, John, where do you think the gaps are in the education system that the supplementary education sector can fill in? Maybe what you're doing, maybe beyond what you're doing as well.
Well, so everybody knows that the tuition industry in Singapore is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Mm.
And it's almost entirely focused on academic grades. So I guess my question to parents is, why do grades matter so much? As an employer myself and as an investor in many companies that employ young people, mm-hmm. what I can say for sure is that employers don't hire people for what they know. We hire people for what they can do. So all of that academic knowledge in the real world is almost irrelevant, right? For example, when I spoke to one of the founders of NinjaVan, he said he looks for people who can reason from first principles. So for him, the ability to break things down to the most fundamental level and problems at that level is what's most important to him.
Right.
And that is not obviously in any textbook, right? So to answer your question, I think what's really missing in the education system is that focus on skills over knowledge. And I admit that foundational knowledge is important, basic numeracy and literacy is important, but I think that skills layer is entirely missing.
Interesting, John. Why have you decided to name your startup Doyobi?
Oh, because I wanted to find a domain where the .com is still available. And Doyobi actually means Saturday in Japanese. It's Doyobi. So there's still that link back to Saturday Kids.
Okay. And are you part Japanese?
I've been learning Japanese for a long time.
I see. I get it now. You know, when we speak with investors and who are trying to figure out opportunities in the metaverse, some of the basic questions come up. Where is it? How do I get into it? So how do you make the metaverse, I suppose, accessible for your target audience to comprehend?
Yeah, so unfortunately, there isn't one standard definition of what the metaverse is.
Mm.
And many people assume that the metaverse requires a headset because it's AR or VR, but it's really just a virtual world, right? So actually, some of the most popular metaverses right now, you can access from the computer. So Minecraft is a metaverse. Roblox is a metaverse. It's really just a virtual world where users have their own avatars and they can sort of have a parallel existence somewhere on the internet. Where the opportunities are, I honestly don't know. I think everyone's trying to figure that out. Facebook just renamed themselves Meta because, you know, they obviously see a lot of opportunities there. But as an investor, I haven't invested in anything in the metaverse.
Not interested in virtual land, upland, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, with any sort of, you know, someone told me, gave me this piece of advice, which I think is great advice.
Mm-hmm.
He said that with anything related to Web3, assume that it's a scam until proven otherwise. So I think we just need to proceed with a lot of caution. And, you know, when there's a lot of easy money, it's always good to be prudent.
Yeah, I think when you see all the altcoins crashing and, you know, more broadly the cryptocurrency crash, that sort of lends credence to what you just said. So do I understand it right? The metaverse, where it stands now, is just a space on the existing internet where there is a world. So essentially what you've done is build a game and put it in the, you know, carve out space for it in the internet, and you're calling that the metaverse, is that right?
So what we have done is we are building on a platform called GatherTown.
Mm-hmm.
GatherTown is actually better known with corporates as a tool to do online events and online meetings. So it's a two-dimensional world with avatars and video conferencing features.
Mm-hmm.
So we've basically designed like a zombie world on Gather. But there are obviously limitations to what we can do on Gather because Gather is not designed as a education platform or an education-focused metaverse. So we are making do with what we can build on Gather right now. Other alternatives would be to build on Roblox, for example. Yeah.
Right. Now, help us understand the sort of changes you've been able to see with the kids. I mean, how do they take to this training that Doyobi is offering? What sort of, you know, case studies can you share?
Yeah. So skills like critical thinking are incredibly hard to measure. So it's not like I can measure, you know, a child's critical thinking quotient pre-Doyobi and post-Doyobi. And the other thing to understand also is that it's a continuum, right? So it's not binary. It's not like a child doesn't have critical thinking skills and then one day she does. What we have observed over 6 weeks or 8 weeks of a child attending Doyobi is that some of the quieter kids, they become a lot more confident. They speak up a lot more.
Mm.
And actually, that's maybe one thing that kids need to get used to when they attend a Doyobi class, which is that it's not a one-directional sort of learning experience mm-hmm. where they are just sitting in front of the teachers and listening to the teacher. So in a Doyobi class, active participation is expected. So everyone is expected to speak up, to have a point of view, to defend their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think that's how learning should be. Learning should be interactive and participative rather than passive. And I think that's also one of the biggest shortcomings of the traditional classroom environment where the teacher yes. is almost like the sage on stage, right?
Yeah, and you're considered good if you keep quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
And not speak up. We all remember being in school, I don't know how old you are, but sometimes if you didn't do what was expected, you got the ruler on your palm. So what happens if you're a quiet kid at Doyobi and you're not speaking up?
So we put the kids into smaller teams of three or four.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm you know, we realized that in a smaller group, even the quieter kids, they observe how other kids are speaking up and they actually pick up on that. And very often, the quieter kids actually have a point of view.
Yeah.
It's just that they are not confident enough to share it in a room of 20 kids. But when you put them in a room with two other kids or three other kids, they actually start to speak up. And then as the weeks go by, they actually become more confident. So one of the feedback that we get quite often from parents is that they say, because the classes happen at home, right? So the parents can observe that their kid is speaking up a lot more over the course of the program.
We're speaking with John Town, founder and CEO of Doyobi. He's a purpose-driven investor in tech startups, reimagining the future of work. Padlet, Galileo, Contra, Beanstalk, these are some of the companies that you've invested in, is that right?
That's right. These are all ad tech companies. I've also invested in a bunch of non-ad tech ones.
And what are you looking for there? As an investor, what are you looking to put capital to?
I think what I've realized after doing this for more than 10 years is that it's all about the founder. So it's about backing the right founders, right? Founders who are really passionate about the problem they're trying to solve, who are street smart, who are able to, who have the charisma to attract not just investors, but also their peers to join them on this journey, right? Some of the best founders I've met, like the founders of Ninja Van, I think they are successful because they are street smart and they have that confidence and that communication skills to convince their peers, even when Ninja Van was very, very early, to quit, you know, a well-paying investment banking job to work in a warehouse, right? That's what it takes. So, yeah, I think there are certain skills that make successful entrepreneurs successful. And these are skills that can be developed in kids if we start them young.
So in a way, Dayobi is trying to grow the sort of founder that you would invest in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. What's next for Dayobi?
Like I said, we are working around the limitations of using GatherTown. It's not a purpose-built metaverse for education. So what's next for us is to build our own education-focused metaverse and to keep designing quests and games and activities that kids enjoy. Because I think the starting point has to be the child enjoys the experience and then the learning will come naturally.
Well, fantastic speaking with you. Thank you for letting us into Dayobi and we wish you all the best, John.
Thank you so much for speaking to me.
John Tan, founder and CEO of Dayobi. This interview is part of a special collaboration with The Peak Magazine's Next Gen Leader Series.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.